I train doctors. In my role as a residency program director, I have three major responsibilities: recruiting, regulation, and reasoning. Regarding that last one, my goal is to have trainees demonstrate competence as doctors at the end of their three-year residency. Ideally, doctors in training acquire competence in steady, graded fashion at distinct mileposts along the way, so that teaching faculty know that they are making adequate progress and will flourish as independent doctors. How do professions measure and determine competence? In medical training, residency programs are subject to regulations provided by residency review committees, which are empowered by a national accrediting body. Those committees come for periodic site visits to inspect our training environment and make sure that we're following best practices. Oh, and the rules. It's up to us to comply with their rules, but we have leeway in interpreting them so that there can be innovation in how we implement our educational models. In the last decades, said governing bodies were able to choose six core competencies that define competence for doctors of all specialties. Regardless of what kind of medicine you practice, there should be fundamental attributes that all doctors share, right? Those six competencies are patient care, duh, medical knowledge, also duh, interpersonal skills and communication, hey, I kind of like that, professionalism, for sure, right? Systems-based practice, huh? Practice-based learning and improvement. I think you lost me on these last two. Give yourself an exercise. Now that you know the domains of competency, how would you evaluate learners in those domains? Unsurprisingly, medical educators began resorting to numeric grading scales to evaluate residents in each of the domains. This allowed for quantification of residents' performances and a better ability to document both interval progress and ultimate competence. The problem became that different faculty members interpreted the grading scales differently. Grade inflation started making nearly everyone look the same as far as their evaluation numbers were concerned. Asked to define what makes a competent doc, faculty responded along the lines of Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, who famously quipped about the hard-to-define concept of obscenity. I know it when I see it. Voila! Welcome to the next accreditation system. Program directors like me across the country are currently struggling to implement this new system, with a goal of allowing more detailed analyses of learners' performances. Another goal of the new system is to allow more freedom and flexibility in educational innovation by making reporting requirements more frequent but less onerous. Hey, will that work? This is going to keep educators' eyes more fixed on teaching and training than on evaluating and reporting. I'm imagining that in the near term, there will be a lot of the latter. I hope the former is not diminished. The new system is predicated on developmental milestones that lead doctors to become competent in a range of entrustable professional activities. These EPAs map to the original six competencies which I shared with you above. Got it? At a recent national meeting discussing these changes and strategies for handling them, one colleague likened these new mandates to repairing the airplane while flying it. No one ever said that change is easy. Best for us to embrace it and make it a learning opportunity.